where it goes, we don't know. What we agreed to is to sit down and start talking. You know, there's so many things that we have that we would like to do. We want to talk about how we grow the game. Look, there's no mystery that we need to connect with our fans and this next generation of fans in a much bigger way, particularly in our major markets where, you know, we've seen some slippage in recent years, so Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. You know, we need to figure out how do we have strong football. I know our fans, and guys, there's a great story. I'll share this with you if you don't mind, because it's really at the heart of why I think this is so important. So I do road shows every year and town halls, and I visit with our fans regularly. I love it. But I'll tell you, there's a story I hear every stop. It's always it's a gentleman or a lady who puts up their hand and wants to tell me a story. And it goes like this. They say, you know, I've loved the CFL as much as anything I've ever loved in sports. And they talk about their Grey Cup memories and other such things. And then they say, but you know, and then fill in the blank. It's either my son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter or nephew or niece aren't as connected to the CFL as I am. And then they, you know, they... comma, and Randy, what are you going to do about it? Because they know that we need that next generation of fans that are as passionate as the fan base we have today. And then some major way, that's what this is about. How do we grow our game? How do we become bigger and stronger? And I know all CFL fans want that for us. So, you know, we're going to sit down and start talking. There will be interesting conversations to be sure. But none of us know today exactly what the outcome will be.